Yes.
And then a great idea came about, and that was Roy Wilkins.
Well, that was fiber optic technology. Roy Wilkins was really a genius. With one tiny little strand, you can carry the entire telecommunications traffic from Chicago to Tulsa. He said, there's a big problem with that. It's very easy to break that little strand. We've got pipelines, surplus pipelines all over the country. And he said, we can recondition some of those pipelines, pull fiber optic cable in it, and have a system that would cost millions and millions of dollars to build from scratch. I said, Roy, you're nuts. He said, no, I'm not. I want to build a little mock-up across the river by the refinery over there, and we don't want to tell anybody exactly what it is, but I want you to come see it when we get it done. And we have about 2 miles of pipeline and have various different types of fibers in it and a computer on either end. I went and I saw that, and I said, this is really working, isn't it? Now, will it work from here to Chicago? And he said, absolutely, and we have a surplus line that goes up through there.
Was that mock-up there on the Arkansas River?
Uh-huh.
That's where it was.
Yeah, they took it down, but it proved the point.
Yep.
So we started pulling fiber. But that meant we also had to invest in the generation equipment and the degeneration equipment so that you could convert those signals on either end, which I certainly didn't know how to do or understand, but Roy and the engineers did. That was the new direction for the company, and it was a genius plan of Roy's. And everybody thought I was nuts for listening to a pipeliner saying that he was going to revolutionize the telecommunications business. But I did, and it worked out to be the salvation of the company.
So it became known as Wiltel.
Wiltel, Williams Telecommunications.
Oh, and Roy could probably think you named it after him, too. Wilkins, Wiltel.
No, it wasn't. It was Williams, right. Telecommunications, Wiltel.
But it was a huge gamble, and you had to be nervous about it.
Yes.
Cousin John, was he approving of Wiltel?
He was skeptical.
Okay.
He was skeptical, but he was a gambler, too. He said, my advice to you is do it slowly. Don't try to build from one end of the country to the other. And we did, I think it was Omaha to Chicago, and I'm not sure of that, but there was a short distance where we actually had surplus pipeline, and we converted that into it, and it worked. And so then we went on, and that, it grew.
Did you have anybody else in the company other than Roy saying this is going to work? Did you have other people saying,
yes,
no, Joe?
Keith Bailey did.
Keith Bailey did.
Keith Bailey. And he later succeeded me as CEO.
So he helped you.
Keith and Roy were both brilliant. Roy was specialized in his brilliance. Keith was omnivorous. He never met a problem that he couldn't solve. He could be difficult over things like that, but Keith was absolutely brilliant. He was my first and best choice to succeed me.
So then, with Wiltel looking like that's going to be good, you sell Agrico-Chemical and its interest in Peabody Coal,
yes,
oil and gas production operations, and Williams Realty. All that you sold.
Yes, not all at once.
No.
But yeah, over a period of years, it was difficult to sell some of those. I mean, that in itself was a story. The telecommunications wasn't difficult to sell because that was a new idea, and there were other telecommunications firms that wanted to tie into it and whatever. But getting rid of the phosphate business and the coal business, because coal was beginning to deteriorate as a profitable investment, we hadn't gotten into the environmental problem of coal the way that it turned out later, but I didn't like the business because it was dominated by the unions. The miners' union was a very tough union.
So this gamble you took with Wiltel topped out at $1 billion, and it was sold for $2.5 billion?
I think that's right, but I'm not exactly